that gets ignored. We be ignoring the fuck out of that. Chicks be cheating emotionally and mentally cheating. Men do that shit too. Like, and
it's
men,
all physical with a nigga.
Men excuses though, be like, she listens to me, she understands me. You don't understand.
You know what it be? It be a making a nigga feel like they respect it type shit more of anything.
All I know is when it comes to relationships, I think I suck at them. That's why I'm taking my time with the next one, because I don't think that I've been the problem, in every relationship.
My problem in relationships, at the end of the day, is I would never put no bitch before my kids. And
wait, before you go on, you've been in a situation where you've been asked to?
It's not that they ask you to. It's just that, you know, all right, it's a perfect situation. I could be out somewhere and I'll be buying my son something, right? Female be like, could you give me this? Da da da. First of all, you asking is a problem.
Gotcha.
That's one. Two. You know, you can't. You know, I ain't got it right now. Oh, but you could, for your. Yeah.
Nah, I'm serious. See, that's not
See,
okay.
What you don't understand is, yo, it's mad females that's that type of selfish. Mad females.
That's not okay.
That feel like you supposed to be, like, you know, right there at the top with your kids. Like, they supposed to be right there neck and neck with your kids. Nah. Some people believe that. And that's never gonna be the issue. Especially fucking with me. Let's give it a bye.
Before we get into the intro, we gonna... Hold on, got a couple announcements to make. Turn on Do Not Disturb. We ghetto as fuck.
Yo, I missed a $16,000 ticket by two games yesterday, you heard?
All right, Do Not Disturb is on.
Yo, but Gopay got a gambling problem, but if one day you tune into the Nothing Podcast and we fucking like in a big ass studio and everything is nice, everything is sexy as fuck, this nigga hit a lick. This nigga right here, yo, show them your hoodie.
Oh, yeah, y'all see it.
Now, this is not in the store, but y'all could like, comment, and let me know if you want me to put it in the store. This is what he'd been wanting, and I've been lazy and not making it, but he wanted it, so we made it for him. And that's a champion hoodie that he's got on with the crazy cub on it. You could shop that at nothingmerch.com. This is the It's Nothing hoodie. You can shop that also at nothingmerch.com. We about to get into the intro music. Your boy Sir Remy Martin, he had car troubles.
Yeah, Bubba here today.
He had car trouble, so he's not here. And unfortunately, he live in the trap. So he got to get home before some shit come to his home. We ain't going to tell you what's coming to his house, because we don't want y'all niggas trying to run up in his shit, trying to get his shit.
Oh, no. Come run up. It'd be like Bronx Tale. You won't be able to leave, though.
Oh, wait. What's that line?
Sonny and Bronx Tale, you can't leave that Jadakiss shit.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that. This is going to be another thing before I get into the intro. You said in a comment, you like Sonny from Bronx Tale, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand how that correlated to what we was talking about. Because I always liked Sonny.
See, what I said, no, because what I said was, you was talking about the Trump shit when I said Trump was Trump a gangster, like.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? You was like, nothing about this nigga gangster. And then you started saying nothing about him gangster because, and you was like, he a racist and a capitalist and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where the disconnect was at, right there, as soon as you went there.
Because you don't...
Because I'm not talking... That's completely off the topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the topic.
The topic is this nigga a gangster. I say... Because for me, I look at gangsters in a different kind of way.
You think, when I think you look at gangsters, I think you think of typical hood movies.
No. I'm thinking about like, what's his name?
John Gotti?
No. Oh, God, what's his fucking name? I was just watching the shit on that fucking Epics about him. Forrest Whitaker just played his character.
Bumpy Johnson.
Like, the classic gangster that, yeah, you might have had to do some ruthless shit out in the street.
There's different types of gangsters.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
But on some shit, if you pay attention, right, Trump do a whole bunch of gangster shit. This nigga, right, got niggas to build a hotel and didn't pay him.
I know
like,
about that.
Gangster. Like, I know it's about fucked that. Up. You a shitty nigga. I'm not saying you're not a piece of shit. Like, I had, at no point was I arguing that the nigga wasn't a piece of shit. It ain't like I'm voting for that nigga, because I would never vote for that nigga. What I'm saying is, he's a gangster, though. That nigga do gangster shit. This nigga told another fucking president in another country, nigga, you want my help, you gonna help me first. Show me you gonna help me first, and then I got you. Maybe.
Well,
maybe I got you. I still don't got you. I'm still not gonna solidify it.
I named this episode Another Way, but I might actually change the name to something else, because I decided that we was gonna have a whole Boondocks theme for this episode, because I'm a coon, apparently. And I'm a coon, I'm a Uncle Ruckus, I'm a Uncle Tom, I'm a whole bunch of shit. So we're gonna start off the intro like this, because I'm all of these things.
I wanna sing y'all a brand new song I just wrote called Don't Trust Them New Niggas Over There.
Don't
sing
trust
along if you know the words. Don't trust them new niggas over there, leaving they nigga essence in the air. Them happy, nappy head niggas with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there. Don't trust them big nostrils over yonder to suck up so much air, it'll make you wonder. Don't trust them new niggas with their spotty little nigga figures. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Your head is duplicated, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light.
Light off in that spot.
Knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop, like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making
change. I know what life will be, yeah. H-I-P, H-O-P, without the boy, H-O-P. Not only N-Y-C, I'm hip-hop savior. So after this flow, you might owe me a favor. With you come, you ready? With you come, I'm ready with you.
Today, I am ready to
pod. I'm ready. Right. And everywhere I go, they like holding back. About to go in the office, I'm cold.
You know, people think this is a whole first album. Get your swag back. A lot of people. People don't like this album. I don't even think Cole really like it. I love this album. His beat is out. Is Life and Times Part 2. The one with Sunshine. That's probably his worst album.
I think that's just playing Kingdom Come. I think anything old Jack, before Jay was on, all J.O. shit, pure fire. If you play it now, it stands toe-to-toe with shit you hearing now.
True. I think around the time Kingdom Come came out is when people stopped really consuming albums. People listen to it, and then that's it. They don't, like, really... Like, we used to listen to the same shit for weeks.
I'm telling you, like, the more I hear whole old shit, it'd be like, damn, when I hear whole old shit, I start saying to myself, it ain't no fucking way. It don't matter if Big and Pop was still alive, Hov was still gonna do his thing.
Thank you.
I like really feel that way.
Yo, don't you hate that argument where niggas be like, Jay is only this because Big died, da 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 da.
I used to be one of them niggas making that argument though. You know what I'm saying? But then the more you listen to him, like Hov evolved and Hov was ill from jump life.
And not only that, one of the biggest differences between Hov and Big, not even lyrically, it's just the fact that Hov always came in the game independent. Hov came into a game into a way that Big was trying to figure out how to be. That's one of the reasons why Big used to be with Jay and Dame so much.
Hov is what inspired Big to get Junior Mafia and start trying to do his own thing.
Yes, talking to Steve Stout, make that deal. That's why I say, like, he was going to always be a thing.
That nigga was about to leave Bad Boy, though.
Yeah,
I think that's a big, major factor that nobody, points to.
Nah, because I don't think it matters because Puff still had his publishing. He could leave Bad Boy, would have been the same situation. He still got your publishing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think people got it. That's why when I realized what publishing was and how important that was, that's when that whole argument for me that he killed Big because he was leaving died. Because I'm like, Big could have left. Big could have went anywhere he wanted. Puff would have still had his publishing. So he was still going to be making money off of Big. So why would that matter?
But I don't think Big was leaving to go to another company. I think Big was leaving to get that distribution like Hov and shit.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If whatever his goal was, Puff had Ready to Die and Life After Death.
Yeah, but then after that, though, if you get distribution and you putting niggas out and you actually making money off of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you basically about to do to them niggas what Puff did to you.
But you still want your masters. You still want your publisher.
You still want that shit, but I'm sure eventually he would have got it.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, let's just keep it a bean. Junior Mafia had two joints that niggas fucked with. That Junior Mafia album was kind of...
Yeah, well, that's because... you know what I mean?
That Junior Mafia album was kind of...
They didn't have none. No raw light. Know
pretty
what I mean?
Much, I feel like Junior Mafia was guilty for the same shit that 50 Cent say G-Unit was guilty for. They was lazy. They depended on Big. Yeah, they depended on Big. I think there was two of them that was about that work, C's and Kim. Which is why overall they had the biggest career. Like, but yo, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course I watched the Super Bowl. Didn't watch the halftime show.
I didn't watch the halftime show. I only watched the last quarter because my son came in here. He was like, yo, this is BS. And I'm like, what's wrong? He was just like, I don't know. I feel like they're about to sell my team. I don't know. I'm getting this bad feeling. So he came in here. I'm like, yo, son, I could already tell you what's about to happen. This is right before the other team started whooping ass out of nowhere. I was like, son, they don't want the 49ers to win. They're not about to win. And plus, I could tell by how they playing. They already celebrating. They think that they got this. That's what happens. When you start thinking that you got this, you're going to let the underdog come in and take that shit from you. I'm like, watch. They about to lose. They probably going to lose by 2 touchdowns. And my son's like, no, but it do feel funny. It do feel funny. Next thing you know, you seen what happened. And then the halftime show, I didn't watch the halftime show or not a damn commercial. I didn't really care about the Super Bowl because I'm a Patriots
fan. I watched a couple of the commercials and shit. I watched I didn't watch the halftime show. It was on, but I just didn't pay no attention to it at all.
I'm a Patriots fan. But one thing I can say about the halftime show, which I wanted to make sure I said, yo, us as black people and minorities, we got to realize we're not the only ones oppressed, yo. There are other countries and other people that are oppressed. And a lot of that halftime show had to do with these babies that's in cages and in concentration camps around the borders of the USA and in Mexico.
The whole point to me, I think it's all, like, ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Like, all the shit people talking about it.
What, about the Spanish women in LA?
Yeah, like, about it being, because it was Spanish. Like, that's what.
And that's what. That's what I was saying. We not the only ones oppressed. They y'all so mad that it's Spanish women up there. You not even paying attention to the message.
That shit just like, why you hating?
They hating because they thought. And this is another issue that I have with black people that I'm going to get into later. They thought because Jay signed a deal that made him the executive of entertainment of the Super Bowl, we was about to be at the tunnel. It was about to be a whole bunch of niggas up in there doing hip hop and what we prefer. Mm-hmm. They didn't consider the fact that Jay also got to deal with Live Nation and he got to appeal to the masses. And overall, who kills the Super Bowl the most? Pitbull. What is he? Latino. And then when you take into the consideration that they wanted to shed light on what's going on in these cages with these Latino kids, I think it was more than fitting.
I just don't understand what the backlash be about that shit. That's just like the chicks that's mad at Kobe.
Yo, that shit is crazy. I've never seen that before last night when I was listening to that podcast. And then these girls in the comments was like, Kobe don't care about black people. He don't care about, he never did nothing for the black woman or the black race or the black anything. So why the fuck are we already mad? Now, even though me personally, hold on, fuck it. I didn't want to go here. I'm not mad at Gayle King. I'm not, but I understand why other people are. But I don't think that's an excuse for you to say Kobe don't care about black women, so black women shouldn't care about him. That was a reach. That was crazy. I've been seeing a lot of shit like that, and none of us know him personally, how he really, honestly, truly felt about black women.
Yeah, I don't know that either, but I do know that shit that she did was like, she's a long-time journalist, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She ain't new to this. So, and not being new to this, you know every angle that's gonna be looked at before you do everything you say is gonna be looked at from every angle.
True.
Like somebody gonna critique it in every way imaginable, right? You having that knowledge and still pulling that shit she pulled, She was talking about the nigga in the way that she should have been talking about.
How was she talking about him?
Basically, I don't think that shit should have been brought up in that situation.
Okay.
I don't even know why the fuck they interviewing Lisa Leslie, though.
Because she was his friend.
I don't care. I understand what I'm saying. Like, why is she... Why are they interviewing her?
Okay, so here's my side.
Gayle, just understand how big of a journalist Gayle King is, right?
So here's my side of it, right? I feel like, boom, right? The way you said that it shouldn't have been brought up, right? I choose to look at the overall interview and what the overall interview did. And I feel like, just like you was just saying, she know every angle. She knows how to go about an interview to get to accomplish a certain thing. Mm-hmm. So I believe with that knowledge, she was like, I personally want to stop the media from talking about this rape. Because one, he was acquitted. He didn't even have to go to trial. He's not guilty of it. We don't got to keep on bringing it up, right?
She set it up for
that to be exactly what happened in the interview. And I feel like 99% of the people that are mad did not watch that 7-minute interview. They did not see how it actually played out.
They just watched that part.
They watched that one clip. And even though that one clip...
Guilty. But even only watching that one clip, even... If I was watching the whole interview, the way that shit came out, I probably would have lost my mind, like, her just coming out of nowhere with it.
Let's play the clip. Because I want people to tell me legitimately what's wrong with this question.
If he was going to be in the WNBA...
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003.
That'd be one of the things I'd be getting mad at you and Bubba for. Right, she has not asked a question yet. She has not said anything except for it has been said, meaning other people, which is true. Other people, other bloggers, other social media are being said. Because this rape thing is associated with his name, his legacy is complicated. Here comes the actual question.
2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
So you're his friend. You are also a woman. Is it complicated for you to know that your friend is accused of this? And because of that, it complicates. There's nothing wrong with that question.
I understand.
But here go what the new
niggas. This isn't complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time. Kobe's not the kind of guy. I've never been like, you know, at least go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would be, do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though.
Everybody's mad at that because she said, but you wouldn't see it. But everybody's negating the fact that that's true.
That ain't true.
No, the reason why it's true, because look at the BTK killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, all these crazy motherfuckers, sick fuckers that got all of this shit with them that niggas don't even know.
Niggas don't know because niggas don't know them. You don't understand, like, them niggas wasn't, like, social motherfuckers.
Okay, so your point is, just because you know somebody, you know everything that they do.
Nah, not at all. That's not what I'm saying. I did not just say that.
Because they don't know him, but that's...
They don't know him.
But like, that's like, what I'm saying. Just because she's friends with a person doesn't mean what they're into. Niggas like Dahmer
and all them niggas, they exist, right?
Yeah.
Because they move... And they don't get too close to nobody, so nobody really know these motherfuckers.
That's not true.
What?
No.
These people that know them, like, casually.
I'm telling you, like, no.
I'm
like, the BTK killer. The reason I say the BTK killer, because that shit was crazy as fuck to me. The BTK killer is one of these killer motherfuckers. He used to work in a school. He was, like, a teacher or some shit. A regular-ass nigga with a wife and kids. And then when he dropped his family off, he'd be killing motherfuckers. Like, there's motherfuckers like that. Or, like, that girl, she went to school in Bridgeport. She got kidnapped from the hospital when she was a baby and got raised up in Bridgeport. Shit. There's all kind of situations and scenarios where there be shit happening. Or remember when I was telling you about that dude that had them women trapped up in the house?
No, I knew about that.
But they neighbors didn't. His neighbors that he was having barbecues and cookouts with did not know that this nigga was doing this shit. That's why I'm saying that's a fair question to say. Yeah, if you have a friend that's doing some shit that you would not agree with or accept.
I understand what you're saying, but I just think in the climate of this shit, the way where it's at right now. Now, if this interview was done a year from now, and they was talking about that shit, and she asked that question, it's different.
You know why I disagree with that too? Because I feel like niggas is gonna be saying the same thing. Niggas be like, yo, he just died. Yeah, they already adding the caveat. You could have talked to him about this shit a long time ago. He just died. So now, 2 years passed, a year passed. Damn, he been dead for a year. Why are we still talking about this shit? Niggas be wanting shit one way. And the only thing that ends up happening is the conversation's not happening. But my issue is, it was like maybe 2-3 hours after it had been reported that he got killed. But some white woman that worked for the Washington Post is out here saying... She was like the very first person to put that out. There was no outrage. There was a couple of backlash on Twitter. But then she came back and she said, listen, when a person dies, no matter how famous they are, yeah, they're loved, but you can't erase parts of their history. Just because it's hard to deal with and it's unsettling. That is a part of their legacy.
I just think it's like it was a pointless thing to talk about.
Well,
I feel like that.
Well, the only reason now because you admit that just happened. A lot of y'all did not watch the full interview. So with y'all not watching the full interview, y'all don't see how right after that, she goes, is it fair for media to continue to bring it up? And then she goes, no, because yeah, he didn't have to deal with it. They talked about that. And then she's like, yeah, I think that we should all put it to bed. Like, she's a big wig in media, literally saying, let's not talk about that no more when we're talking about Kobe. So I choose to see it as, yo, this is two black women that just literally just dead ass killed that whole rape shit. Whoever want to bring that rape shit up about Kobe,
I don't understand why you see it like that.
And then I didn't think, because another and the main reason I see it like that is because I don't think it's wrong to ask those questions, because I felt like dead ass CBS was like, yo, make sure you make her talk about the rape.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in there understanding, like, I gotta mention it somehow, some way. So she found a nice caveat, a real smooth way to control the narrative. But what CBS ended up doing, they put out that little snippet that I played, but they didn't put out the rest of it. And then she even said in her rebuttal, they didn't even want to put that part in the interview at all when they was talking about not talking about it anymore and letting his name rest with a clear name. she argued with them to put that. I'm like, but niggas is so mad at her, they not even understanding. They want it to be something. And I'm like, yo, it's really not. She did something dope for Kobe, but y'all don't see that shit.
I don't know. I don't think it was nothing dope.
And that shit was snipped up. I feel like it's dope because now when people think about it, the people that really watch the interview, they gonna be able to say, yeah, at the end of the interview, this is really what got said. Overall, they talked about that just to say that he got acquitted. She was with other men. He was not guilty. And we shouldn't talk about that anymore. It's not fair for journalists to keep on doing that. She said that. So I don't understand how you can keep on saying she's trying to kill a black man.
And at the same time, she opened up the floodgates for everybody to talk about it.
She didn't. The white woman that did it a couple hours after he died did that.
Listen. I understand what you're saying. But I'm talking about that white woman ain't as big as Gayle King.
That's relative. I mean, it depends.
That's extremely relative.
I mean, because, I mean, she's, like, decorated and shit. I've never heard of her because I don't know about the Washington Post and shit.
You say you never heard of her, but people in a certain realm have.
Yeah.
Right? But in her realm, in our realm, in every other fucking realm, everybody know who Gayle King is. You understand? That's the issue. Now, so it ain't gonna get publicized the same way ever.
Now, you know, besides before they was mad at Gayle King, they was mad at Jay-Z and Beyonce for not
standing the joint.
Now, do you buy Jay-Z story? He said that he was basically just paying attention to the performance. So I think it was Charlamagne, like, yo, Jay-Z's 50 something, he was tired.
I think it was more or less he knew exactly what he was doing.
So you think it was a silent protest?
I think it was. Exactly. I think it was like, yo, like, nah, man, I'm going to show y'all, like I'm still with it. I just got to play the long game.
Okay, well, the reason why I wanted to feel like that at first, but then when Kaepernick came out, you seen what he said, right? He was like, yo, Kaepernick had posted a picture of Jay sitting on Snapchat, and he said, I thought we was beyond kneeling. And then, so that's when Jay-Z came back and he was like, yo, nah, this was not no protest. Me and Beyonce. And then another thing about it, everybody in that skybox or wherever they was sitting. It wasn't just them.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know.
No, it wasn't. Everybody wasn't sitting, though.
The majority of them? Everybody looking, in the camera?
If you was looking, nah. It literally looked like it was just whole and Beyonce sitting.
Well, because they had it cropped, but if you look at like the different videos,
the full picture.
Yeah, there's like different videos and different angles and pictures where you could see the majority of the people in their immediate vicinity,
mm-hmm.
they was sitting. Maybe like there were some people in the corner or off the side.
So why they didn't say nothing about anybody else? Sitting?
And that's another thing that people was bringing up. Like it just looked like that was like a place where it was super rich niggas and people that got money invested in shit. Like they not
was
there
a
for
nigga sleep.
Yo, yeah, there was a nigga from Ray Shurmur. I posted that shit. The nigga from Ray Shurmur was sleeping. The nigga that did the song with French Montana, Unforgivable.
No, it was another nigga sleeping.
Oh, yeah, and that skybox with Jay.
No,
white dude. I know.
By
he got his legs crossed and everything. Yep. Knocked the fuck out. I don't know. That's another thing like I was talking about in my live video today. There is a certain thing called mental social engineering where they put certain shit on TV or right in front of you to purposely make you act a certain kind of way, and they do social experiments. Like I believe that Kanika Jenkins shit is a social experiment. You heard of that shit?
Yeah, of course. But social experiment, how so?
To see how niggas is gonna respond, what kind of information that they could learn about niggas from the shit that they do. Because I was entrenched in that Kanika shit. I found one piece of evidence that was like, nah, this shit is fake. There's a website, and I tested it on myself. That's how I know it's real. Where anybody that's real, alive, been born, got a birth certificate, some shit like that, you could type their name and their information in, and it'll show you their name, their mother name, and what hospital they was born in. You type in Kanika Jenkins, no records. And I'm like, yo, that shit is fishy. And then everybody that was like close to her, like her uncle and all that, they just start coming up dead. Like all these niggas is dead. That's like around this whole case is dead. Even down to Zach TV. Just like, damn, I know his shit could have been separate, but really, he was an administrator in the original Kanika group and everything. He coming up dead. Like, doesn't make any sense. All of these Southside drill rappers, none of them rap about it. None of them talk about it. This Kanika Jenkins shit, none of these Taraji P. Henson, none of these black women all love black women. Y'all don't care about this black girl that got found in this freezer? Why isn't this like more mainstream? Why is this only a thing on Facebook? Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, yo, this is fake.
Cause you think it's fake?
Hell yeah. Like, I loved, I don't want to say I loved her, but I was like, when I found out about what happened and I seen the pictures, I was entrenched in it. I go to the website, I look at the crime scene, I read the incident reports, the witness statements and all of that shit. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking fake.
Gone.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, how are you just going to find her in the freezer? Like, the whole shit is a fucking mystery. And come on, my nigga, you been to jail. You ever seen that much evidence on the internet, nigga? Posted by the police department? Crime scene photos of her dead in the freezer? Witness statements, you can literally go to the website right now and read this shit. Download it for your own expense. Yeah, I was just like, yo, that shit's not real. That shit couldn't have possibly really happened. Like, there's pictures where I could clearly see semen on her, but you telling me there's no foul play. The girl got one shoe on. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, my nigga?
Yo, I'm never really, I'm like, I remember while I was going on and shit. I watched a lot of the videos and shit and was just like, yo, this shit look crazy. Like, how it looked like somebody was helping her and pushing her and shit.
But then some videos that person's edited out. That's what I'm saying. This shit is fake. It's social engineering. They trying to see how where our mind gonna go and how far they could get us with this shit. And then when they lost us finally, then here come the shit. Catfish, true crimes. Showing all of the shit that we done seen like 3 years ago. Like, come on, man. What happened to her moms? Where everybody go? What happened?
They all dead.
Her mom not dead, but there's some YouTubers that be stalking her mom, showing that her mom had this brand new car. They moved into this new house. Let me stop it. Yo, listen.
Like, her mom sacrificing?
I don't think her mom sacrificed her. I don't think that shit is real. I think that shit is some fucking bullshit. I seen a video one time that somebody posted a Kanika. And she had an iPhone 8 Plus in her hand, but Kanika was dead before those phones even came out. And I was like, God, take me now. See, I'm a dork, and I used to sell cell phones, so I could recognize shit like that. I'm looking right at the phone, and the 8 Plus is the first phone that had the distinctive change in the camera. So I'm like, that's an 8 Plus in her hand. But the time she died, she only had a 6, a 7 at the latest. But she's holding the 8 in this video, and that video been taken off the internet.
It's a fucking conspiracy, bro.
It is. That shit is some bullshit. Don't get me going with Kanika, because me and my nigga Dwayne and
Mike. I ain't get you going with Kanika. You got you going with Kanika.
Nah, that because there's so many social experiments out here. They fucking with her mind,
she
yo.
Said, don't get her going with Kanika, and she brought Kanika up.
Because somebody need to bring that shit up. Nobody talking about this fucking girl that they fucking found in the freezer, yo. That shit's nuts, yo. But overall, are you team fuck Gail King and Oprah Winfrey? You team fuck them?
Well, I've been team fuck Oprah for a minute.
Why are you team fuck Oprah from a minute? That's interesting.
Because I just, to be honest with you, the way she catered to white people. I don't trust no black person that catered to white people. I'm sorry, I just don't.
I mean, I don't
whatever
really
you say, don't, it's not
I don't,
gonna,
I don't really, I'm not trying to sway you. I'm not.
No, I'm saying it's not going to exempt the fact that she does.
I believe you. I just believe, like, us, me and you, we lucky. I think we lucky, and people that's coming up after us and a little bit before us, we was blessed with learning that we don't have to kowtow and bow down to the white man as much as those that came before us. I think Oprah come from an era where that was the only way. And I think that she's afraid to learn new tricks. Boom, Oprah and Tyler Perry beef. This is an example of that. Oprah and Tyler Perry beef. They was beefing because Oprah started watching Tyler getting all these bags, doing all of these things, mm-hmm. and wanted to do a joint venture with him. Tyler had one condition. You had to own that shit. He wanted it to be them owning it. She wanted to do a deal with the OWN Network, which is owned by another company. Tyler ain't want that. That's what I mean by Oprah is still a part of that old way, not understanding independence, not understanding.
I think she understands independence very well.
I don't know. I just feel like that's how you get
Oprah's
on.
Oprah's a fool.
She might be in a lot of ways, but I can't ignore a lot of the good shit that she does.
She has done a lot of shit
for black girls.
But she has also done a lot to set them back. at the same exact time.
What has she done to set us back?
Man, being in collusion with the people she in collusion with.
Who was she in collusion with? You can't say these type of things.
Yo, listen. What's that dude that got was just locked up for all that wild shit?
Harvey Weinstein?
He killed himself, right?
No, that
which
was
one killed himself? Epstein?
Yeah.
And what
so
is
they
she?
Say. They say Epstein killed himself.
Well, whatever it is, she catered to them people. And to me, that's devilish.
I mean, I wouldn't disagree with you.
I can't trust nobody's intentions that catered to them. Because I don't think they think about our culture before
I got a new rule. I have a new rule. You cannot say these types of things and then not be able to say, because this time she did this. And that's why.
Why I smoke too much weed to remember the shit that I've said.
But
so I can't speak on it accurately.
But when you say stuff like that, you got to understand. You don't. All right. So here's my issue. I got an issue because I feel like our generation and the generation behind us got a problem with bandwagoning. Now, I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I know that you're intellectual enough to do your research and figure out why you don't fuck with a person.
Like I said,
but
I watch 6 or 7 videos, right,
mm-hmm.
of some shit from different sources, it ain't the same person.
And they showing
different information. You know what I'm saying? But they all, like, adding up to the same shit.
What you're describing is due diligence. And what I'm getting to is niggas don't even watch one video in its entirety.
I know what you're saying. You talking about niggas that see a meme and go based off the meme.
And that's why I'm on some
shit. I'm not one of them niggas,
though. That's why, I'm not saying you are, but that's why I'm on some shit when I say I don't fuck with Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg did yada, yada, yada. I'm going to be able to tell you why I don't fuck with this nigga. Because I want whoever's hearing me, that's a part of my people, to at least at a bare minimum have one sustainable fact of why they should not fuck with somebody, and not just not fuck with somebody because they fuck with DJ Exclusive and she said that nigga trash. Because there's a lot of that going on. And there's one person that can have 1 million followers that can put something out about you that's not true and fuck your whole life up.
That's just the game, though. That's the game. I'm not saying that make it right or wrong, but that's the fucking game.
I personally think we can't keep on saying that shit is what it is. We gotta be responsible for the way that shit is.
See, we gotta be responsible for how we handle the way shit is. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta do our best to make sure that we can make whatever it is better. You know what I'm saying? I understand that aspect of it, right? But at the end of the day, you always say, you gotta be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people being true to themselves, you know what I'm saying, is expressing how they feel in the moment.
But a lot of niggas, that's not true to yourself, because you can't be true to yourself if you don't even know who self is. Most of these niggas have no godly idea of who they are. Niggas act different and change up in the light. They act different in the dark than they do in the light.
But see, that's not everybody.
I know it's not that, but that's what I keep on saying. If we can't be selective about shit, that's one. And two, I could say one thing to you, just like this, how I'm talking to you right now, and you don't feel no type of way about it. But I could talk like this to another person, they'd be like, yo, her tone condescending, yo. Or she like this, nah. That's why you can't, you just gotta make sure your intentions is pure. Because no matter, you can't do for trying, like, somebody's gonna be mad regardless. That's just life. Niggas don't accept shit the way everybody do.
True.
And that's
everybody
why
ain't the fucking same.
And that's why I say I pick my shit. Like, for me, it's the shit that keeps me up at night, that really truly bothers me, that I can't stop thinking about, that makes me feel like I gotta be real direct and real specific. Like, my brand and my money and my family are like,
and
only
you see
things.
You feel that way about specific shit, right?
Yeah,
I feel that way about everything, yo.
I know, and I'll be like, yo, you gotta chill out.
But see, when you say you gotta chill out, you know what that, what you don't understand, like, is I am being chilled out. You feel me? Like, and I know that shit sound crazy, right? Because it don't seem like it. But, yo.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it don't seem like it.
You
don't
legitimately say I'm getting fucking tight.
Because I do be. But, see, what I know about myself, see, that's the thing that I don't think people, like, what a lot of people don't know how to do is identify what they feeling in the moment. Like I'm always in tune with exactly what I'm feeling.
I like that because you just don't want to do that. So if you're getting tight, you're getting tight. But that's just the difference between the levels that you and I vibrate on. I vibrate over here where I don't get tight over. I compartmentalize like a motherfucker. So I know for a fact, which is something that I gotta teach everybody. Listen, I'm DJ Exclusive. I'm Moab Daddy. I'm a content creator. I am a podcaster. The person that I have decided that I want to be when I log on to Facebook is the nigga that's going to get you on their page or in their group laughing and talking about the shit that you see in there. I have no emotional, mental connection at all to the shit that I post. The only thing that I consider is this good content or not? But as for when y'all be like, y'all mad, no, I'm actually sitting here like, yo, this nigga's really on my page commenting back and forth. Yes, mission accomplished, because that's the goal. I'm never mad. Especially at this nigga or Bubba.
You know what's crazy for me? You know why I don't post on Facebook, period, like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when I post something, right, it's like, I know perception and everything is relative, whatever, to how you feel and whatever something makes you feel, whatever feeling it ignites,
and then
or
you got a nigga
unconscious
like me,
or subconscious
all
shit
triggering
is
everything.
Going on. Like, when I post something, right, and I say something direct, like, I'm on that stick to the topic shit. And if you don't stick to the topic, it start bugging me out. Like damn.
But then you gotta realize the way certain conversations go. It's kind of like podcasting. Certain topics bring forth other conversations. Like, boom, with the Trump thing we posted. Like how we just had a whole conversation about how we both view gangsters differently. That's a whole conversation
that
branched off on that.
Right.
So you gotta just watch. That's why I love groups so much, because there be like 1,000 different conversations going on under one post.
But then that draft dodger and shit.
Yeah.
The reason why that shit was like crazy to me, right? Is like, you want to use that as an example, okay? I could give you another person that was a draft dodger, but just because they did it for a particular set of morals or principles. It doesn't change the fact.
That's the same shit that I be saying about Snoop and these underage girls. Like, okay, Snoop was on a DVD, whatever the fuck. He probably getting paid in the background to get these girls weed and drugs and get them.
Oh, you talking about the girls going wild?
Yeah.
Shit. That was way back too.
Yeah, but
and I don't think they was underage though.
Nah, but that's the thing. When you piss off the media, they start reminding niggas of shit, because I didn't even know about the shit at all.
The girls going wild shit?
But,
he was in the video and all that shit.
Yeah, but they showing the girls sued them because they was underage.
Oh, they were.
They sued them and
but
said we were underage.
That wasn't his fault. That
but they said in the affidavit, in the paperwork that they submitted, they said that Snoop Dogg gave them ecstasy and alcohol and drugs and persuaded them. And then Snoop said, yes, we did. But because now I know what type of... Actually, he didn't even say what type of business that they do with messing with underage girls. He don't like doing business with him because he don't do business with black girls. So after this, he not doing business with them no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's some fuck shit. That's fuck shit. But okay.
That's fuck shit.
It's fuck shit that, first of all, you should not be doing business with this person because he don't care about filming underage girls.
No, he didn't know that, though. Snoop didn't know the bitches.
I understand that he may or may not, because it's funny. Because we could say that our friends, oh, you know everything about your friend. You knew these girls was underage, but nah, Snoop didn't know. He didn't know. So let's just say he ain't know, right? He ain't know. But when you find out and you decide that you want to step away from the company, that should be a reason.
I've been in a situation when I was about 23, right?
Yeah.
I smashed this joint, and then I found out she was turning 18 and not turning 21.
It's happened to me before.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, like, you could very well not know.
But that's not my point. The point is, when they accuse you of it, and you say that you did it, that's what matters. And then, at the end of the day, nobody talks about that shit. There's no accountability of that shit, because that shit was back in the day. We want to make excuses for it. But when it comes to the type of shit that we accept the person, like if you've got love for that person, you tend to let that type of shit ride. That's why Nicki Minaj fans hate when people be like, yo, your husband is a rapist, your brother's a rapist, and all, and you like to be, and you like to be around rapists. They hate that shit, but that's real shit.
That it is. Like, I don't know, like, is her nigga really a rapist, like?
Yes, it's mugshot and rap sheet all over the internet. That nigga, and then Nicki get on Queen Radio talking about he so was
what,
young.
What did he do? Like, he took some pussy?
It was like, let's look it up. Let's look it all the way up, because I don't want to misspeak.
Well, that's wild. You got to be a wild boy to take it. Like, I don't understand that one. Like, if that shit ain't moist and wet and wanting me, I don't know why you want it. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Listen.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj's controversial new boyfriend has the Barb's heads spinning. The dude is a convicted rapist, but Nicki has been staunchly defending her man, saying that he was wrongfully criminalized. New reports have come out that detail the 1994 court case, and let me just say, Barb's, you had a reason to be concerned. Heads up, the details are intense. I'm getting into it in just a second. What's up? I'm Devin Howard. You all know I'm a big fan of Nicki Minaj, but there's one thing I can't stand behind, and that's her new man. Once Nicki debuted her fresh relationship with Kenneth Petty, her stans did their due diligence and got all the dirt they could find on him. Unfortunately, though, what they found wasn't pleasant, and immediately Nicki started receiving criticism for going out with him. And that's entirely because the new guy is a convicted rapist. Fans have called Nicki out for dating someone with a violent criminal history, and she's responded saying, he was 15, she was 16, in a relationship, but go off, internet, y'all can't run my life, y'all can't even run y'all own life. Nicki made no secret of her support.
Basically, she was trying to say that the girl that they accused him of raping was his actual girlfriend, and they was in a relationship.
For her sex offender boyfriend, and initially I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. I honestly didn't think Nicki would start dating someone who she really felt was abusive and aggressive. But now that the details of the crime have come out, I'm just pretty sick to my stomach. The Blast obtained the court records of the case, and in them, Kenneth's 16-year-old victim went into detail about the horrific assault. She told police that Kenneth approached her from behind and held what felt like a gun to her back. He forced her inside his home and into his bedroom, where he raped her and held her at knife point. She finally managed to hit him over the head with a bottle and got away, running straight to the police station to report the crime. Kenneth was arrested later that day and insisted he hadn't been with her, but that they had had a conversation at the bus stop. He was charged with 5 different crimes: rape and sexual abuse in the first degree, and assault in the second degree, and unlawful possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. He ended up pleading guilty, served 4 years in prison, and to this day is a registered sex offender and must check in regularly to update his location. After here,
I'm gonna tell you, niggas don't plead guilty like to no shit like that unless they guilty.
But
and if you know that, like if she
the gun, that's rape. That's some Law and Order SVU shit.
That's deep.
And then her brother, what her brother get? 25 years? So it's like, yeah. And then I do personally, half of me believe her and Meek is manipulating the news cycle. Like, I don't think that they're working together, but I think they both understand how the news cycle works. So they're using that to their favor, but I do believe, like, you and Meek Mill are both, like, similar in the sense of being warm-blooded. I don't think that no matter how much money you have, like, if you was Meek Mill, you're going to see somebody's on Twitter accusing you of putting your hands on them, and you're not going to respond.
I don't know.
I definitely understand why he responded.
You got to, because you can't never let no shit like that and linger in the air about you, like... You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, I kind of feel like he
could have. People expect you to have something to say about somebody saying that kind of shit, having that kind of accusation towards you.
I kind of feel like Meek didn't have to respond, because I think that Meek got to a place in his career where I didn't believe it when she said it. I didn't believe it when she said it about Safari either. This is like something that she says, like, niggas abusing her. She's always claiming victimized, even when she was on Twitter.
But understand, like, if that nigga, I'm gonna just keep it a buck with you. If a nigga take your pussy at gunpoint and knife point, that nigga violent. Like that nigga is gonna be violent towards her too. So if that's the case, then she going through it already.
But all I'm trying to say is, Nicki Minaj is always claiming victim, and what you're saying kind of sounds like she may have an issue where she may need therapy,
playing victim because she liked being a victim.
Yeah, but she's old. It's getting to a point where it's getting old.
It's getting old to us. It don't get old to her because that's who she is. It's a part of her character. It's a part of her nature.
To like being
a victim. To like playing victim. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep. Because
you gotta understand, people got wild addictions, Mo. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers got wild addictions. Like, people, you actually got people out there that like the feeling of, like, you know, the adrenaline rush shit. Like, niggas like that rush. Niggas like feeling like it's life or death at all points.
Know what's crazy to me is I understand exactly what you're saying, but the fact to want to go through the type of public scrutiny that you go through just so you could get on the internet and say,
yo,
this happened to me, and then use it as an excuse for you to act badly in response to nothingness, because it really be nothing. That's where I'm like, okay. I'm going to give you a...
She's conditioned to do that now.
Boom, here go what really just happened. You heard a new song, right?
Who?
Nicki.
No.
All right, so we're going to play a clip. We're going to play a little bit of her new song.
I probably heard some of it.
We're going to play a little bit of her new song, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking, right?
Because Twitter has some shit up there.
You know that we post everything around here.
Don't ever fucking play with me. Y'all niggas know y'all bitches know I'm the fucking queen. You hoe bitches know. You dirty bum bitches know.
Talk about this up freestyle.
Strings on them. Woke up the price of coke up. I just hit them with the low cut, then call my folks up. Somebody about to get poked up, go call a tow truck. All that talking out your neck might just get your throat cut. This a Mack truck, not a black truck.
She sound like she doing her best the baby impression.
I don't know. I think because the beat sound like a DaBaby beat, maybe you might be saying that.
She been rapping the same. Like, even if I go play the joint that she did on Suge, which is DaBaby joint, she sounds like...
But I think that's natural when you're doing somebody track.
I just feel like Nicki Cole and Nicki needs, as a creator, I'm saying this as a creator, Nicki need, if she want to keep on making
the
music...
The fuck am I?
No, I know you are.
I'm saying what I'm saying as a creator too.
But I'm in my creator bag at this moment, not my podcasting bag. My creator bag says when I'm listening to Nicki, I feel like Nicki is in a place where she don't have nothing going on. She need a break. She need to go on vacation. She need to enjoy her money.
She just came off vacation.
She ain't been on vacation because she's been still fronting. She needs to really, really tap out. Like, go be alone. Like, I said this before. Go be alone. Because you took that little break and you came back and that shit is still bad. That music is not good. And Meek Mill introspective song he came out with Justin Timberlake. That shit is all right. Like, I don't like that either. Like, I don't want to hear that from fucking Meek. Did you hear that shit?
No.
Seriously?
I ain't been listening to
Meek Mill like gave you the please believe that you're going to be everything that you've ever wanted to be song. The motivational song that you want to play when you're like sad. Hmm. And it's like, I can't think of any time of day that I would actually listen to this shit. I'm very upset that Meek is going this heads deep into the like conscious bag, because I don't think he spent enough time working on conscious music, so it sounds real awkward coming from him. I'm not saying everything he rap about gotta be streets, guns, and violence, but this don't sound like Meek, and I was very like, why'd you do this? Don't ever do it again type, but some people like it.
It's your boy Doughboy Espo. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but it means everything.
You know, I still believe it. You.
They want to play this in the NBA Finals so bad.
Because every night I go to sleep, follow your dreams, not your addictions. How we gonna follow our dreams, locked in a prison? They try to swallow me whole, God be my witness. They pry me out of my dreams, but I'm relentless. I want the money, ain't never want attention. So I don't pay attention to comments and all the mentions, cause they ain't see my vision. I was washing dishes till my rats turned into riches. Glad when it was Christmas. We ain't even barely get presents, but we was gifted. In a school of failure, we present perfect attendance. Welfare, baby, we working with what they give us. Maybe some comments just still gave me a sense. No period, city girls looking scared.
Don't get me confused, he's spitting. I just don't.
Barring that. I don't know, that shit.
I don't like
that nigga barring it.
I don't think I like Justin.
I ain't even hear this. This is the first time I'm hearing this. I've been hearing niggas talking about the track.
I don't think I like Justin. I think that Meek rapping, I like that. I don't like it.
I do. I think it's dope. I think it's dope, like. And you know.
What about, I think this
is. When it's really real, when your bank account has 20 million, your house. Amanda. My bank account, it was on super zip. Laws of attraction, you just think I'm rapping.
This is the part around here where I'm like, see, this is too much. Like Joe Budden, and they compare it to like an Eminem type track. Like, push yourself type. It's just a lot of. I don't know, it's just like the video.
I'm listening to it and Meek slaying.
I was like, nah, I don't like it.
You played of it, Meek slaying.
Yeah, Meek
he definitely rap. In his bag when that shit.
Meek could definitely rap. I'm not ever gonna say that he cannot rap. I'm mad that you didn't hear those tracks. Come on, bro, you gotta keep up. You ain't hear Wayne album yet? Wayne did 123K in the first week.
Yo, you know that nigga was on the mask.
Yeah, he was that fucking robot shit.
Yeah, yo, I watched the second episode, right? On my kids. This is on my kids, right? When they doing the nigga, I think it was the llama, right? They saying the nigga played the accordion. When they say the nigga, because they give, tips to who the nigga might be and shit.
You really
they
said that nigga show, play, huh?
That nigga, yeah, hell yeah, I like shit like that. I like figuring shit out. I like proving that, I know how to.
He like to be pay. Right.
Yeah, I do. So anyway, I'm watching this shit, and they talking about how the nigga play the accordion. Soon as they say that shit, I remember I see Drew Carey, the comedian, mm-hmm. on playing the accordion on TV before, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was on his TV show, whatever the
you
fuck
just
it
seen
was.
That nigga.
I just seen that nigga playing the accordion, like that shit just flashed in my head, like. So while the nigga performing, I'm listening to the voice. I'm like, yo, that's Drew Carey. I say that shit, I just keep watching the show and shit. And when they unmask the nigga, it's Drew Carey. I start bugging in the crib. I'm like, yo, I fucking knew it. I'm like, yo, I can't believe this shit. I should have won something for knowing that shit.
Last week on the episode.
I like that shit though.
Bubba and Doughboy was going in because I was trying to get them on some fucking safari, and they was like, nah. Safari dropped a video last night, and him and Erica Mena was bodying the video, and I should have played this song for y'all, because y'all probably still going to not like it, but I think it got a bop that you might enjoy.
Y'all, nigga, not even here today, you saying y'all.
Well, yeah, I'm just used to it, but yeah.
I ain't going to like it, probably.
Bubba's here in spirit.
Yeah, he definitely is.
So, how you feel about it? Listen, it's called Parasite.
Yeah. 1.5 got that from Viacom. Check. Fuck you, your girl still want my cum. Hold up, nigga. Wait. Hold up. Yeah. You ain't gotta ask if I'm rich. Sorry, I'm engaged, no dates. Smile, you late. I'm Tony, no fakes. Y'all niggas need cosigns, I'm me. I showed y'all what a.
What's wrong with it?
He whack. Like, for real. That shit was wild right there.
Did you watch it, the robbery?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, good. Because I wanted to ask you. Now, I'm not saying that you have experience in robbery. Don't know nothing about that. What I am saying is, from what you do possibly know from robbery, does that look like a setup to you? And we're talking about the Lori Harvey robbery.
What was taken? Do you know what was taken?
I've been looking. Nobody's been reporting of what's actually been taken, but it was clearly shit taken out that car.
It was definitely shit taken out the car.
And the reason that I think it was a setup, right? Why did she just walk away? Like, why did she leave them in her car and walk away?
Maybe because the motherfucker told her to get the fuck out of here.
But then why walk back over there?
Because they left.
But they didn't leave.
They didn't?
Like, the way it was...
It looked like they pulled off.
Now, what happened was...
It looked like one nigga ran over, got up in the, like, you know, forced her, bum-rushed her by the way. She was putting something in the joint, then tried to get in the car.
See, this is my issue with it. Boom. The niggas... They creeped around the corner. She about to get in... She's at the trunk. She gets into the driver's seat. The niggas snatch her out, throw her out, blah, 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 blah. But then she walks away carelessly as fuck. Looks like she's checking her phone or some shit. She ain't screaming. She ain't running. She, like, legit walks away as if she just left them niggas in her car.
I think she's just trying to keep her composure and get the fuck up out of here. I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
I don't know. Like, that's
the nigga was... The nigga flashed something on her, right?
Then why fight the nigga?
Because she fought the nigga until he probably flashed that shit on her.
Oh no, that shit just looks real suspect. I don't know.
It looks suspect, but at the end of the day, like, it's very feasible that was just, you know, niggas is trying to get whatever they could get. They noticed who she was, followed her.
Word on the street, they're trying to get what they could get. Niggas was like, yo, Future bought her all that shit, and he want his money back. Yo,
there's a way to go. Sound like some shit that he would do.
That's crazy.
That he would do. A nigga with money would do.
I'm just saying, niggas. Understand?
Niggas that got that kind of money that they got, like, you could control certain situations.
That shit look way too calculated. That shit look calculated the way that nigga came creeping from behind the joint like that.
Yeah, they followed her. They followed her and let her park. Yeah, they followed her and let her park up.
Yeah, they taking, like, boxes of shit. It looked like they was looking for something in her car, and they couldn't find that shit at first, so they took what they could take.
No, she took the key so that they couldn't take the car. I think they was trying to take the whole whip. That's what I think.
Yeah, probably.
And she took that key shit that you can't take the push to start with.
Yo, you think Lil' Kim should have fixed her face?
I think Lil' Kim is sad. That she did that, man. She changed herself so much that it's crazy.
He said, I think Lil' Kim is sad.
I do think it's sad, man, because she wasn't a bad-looking female, and she did all that shit to herself to try to look better, and that shit just didn't work. That shit, like, had a total opposite effect. Like, that bitch looked like a fucking toy.
You know, before we leave... I had a couple of things I wanted to say. First, happy birthday, Sandra Bland, and rest in peace. everybody was really, really mad at the whole Gayle King situation, and everybody is still mourning the Kobe Bryant situation. I don't even think a lot of people even think about you, Queen, but I do want to say happy birthday and rest in peace, because...
Yeah, sure, don't think about it.
Because once you passed away, I went back and I looked at your YouTube, and some of those things that you were saying was very inspirational and motivational, and it really, really sucks that you had to go out like that, so rest in peace to you. Also, I wanted to say happy birthday and rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. It's kind of crazy that Trayvon Martin would have been 24 years old.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy. Like, yeah. I remember listening to that shit, and to this day, I feel like that boy was fighting for his life on that 911 call. And it just sucks that Zimmerman is still walking around, but there's all of these gangsters in Florida. It's a lot of gangsters in Florida for a nigga like George Zimmerman to be walking around. But I don't encourage niggas to go kill niggas. I'm just saying. We quick to kill each other, but when somebody really needs to get got,
the niggas kill each other over nothing.
Exactly, but you dumb won't kill shit. You won't kill a nigga over something.
You'll kill a nigga because he bumped into you in the club.
But you won't run down on a nigga that shot an innocent kid. You know
it's so crazy. That's real shit though, Mo. Like niggas will kill niggas after the club because a nigga bumped you inside the club when the fucking club is crowded. If I'm trying to walk by everybody and somebody bumped me and I bump you, my bad, pardon me. You still harboring feelings about this shit.
I've had
the whole fucking night.
I've had situations where...
That shit crazy.
I've had situations where niggas found out that they was in the club grinding on a tranny and shit go a certain kind of way.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If the tranny got his ass whooped, he deserved it for not letting niggas know what's up.
But that's the thing. That's when the issue happened. Long story short, niggas in the club, they grinding and all of that. They feeling some type of way. Dude asks to go back home. Nigga then comes clean. Well, if we're going to do this, I think you should know this. Nigga finds
you
out
supposed, this. As soon as the nigga come aboard you,
But the shit don't go down, or you may think it go down, because the nigga caught himself getting mad, doing some shit, and now, long story short, the tranny's in jail, and that nigga's no longer with us. Which leads me to say, not all transsexuals or gay dudes is bitches is pussies, they're not about that life.
Some of them
will really do some shit to you. And I understand what you're saying by you gotta do full disclosure at first, but sometimes... Like, if you in a place where these guys frequent, like, I could see if, like, a transsexual come up to you in a straight club where they don't be at. But if you in a gay club and transsexual
being there. The nigga was in a gay club?
Yeah. But he alleged, like, his peoples alleged that they didn't know that. But that's another reason why I be talking about so much download shit. Because I be knowing about shit. Niggas be...
That's... You know when you go in a motherfucking spot, what type of spot it is.
But exactly. And... But when the story... But boom. That's your homeboy that be going into places like that. You don't know they go into places like that. You don't... And so when the story hit that he got killed outside out of a club, you ain't gonna just think that he was in a gay club. You ain't gonna realize it until all of the details come out, and now you like, oh shit, he got killed by a transsexual. How does transsexual know him? And then you putting the pieces together, you like, what the fuck?
That shit freaky as fuck. So basically, he tried to catch wreck on the train, and the tranny popped him.
Yeah, and not because they wanted to, but because the nigga tried to. Basically, niggas had already seen him with this transsexual throughout the night. And from what the transsexual was saying, the nigga was grabbing and pulling on dick all night. So it was very clear what she was. If you feel what I'm saying.
So.
Grinding and dancing on the dance floor, filling up on it. But I guess her mistake was she said what she was in front of his niggas. They was on the dance floor by themselves. But when she said, well, I am really, and I just want you... And so that's why I'm like, okay, I feel Doughboy when he say when we first meet and it should be like that. But when you already in the gay club.
No, but see, his niggas was in there and they stayed.
Because from what they claim, they didn't know it was a gay club. But I honestly think they just a group of down low niggas.
Yeah, that's what that sound like.
Yeah. That's why I really don't trust niggas like that. I feel like a lot of niggas be gay.
I'm
going to
keep it a buck with you. I would never, ever, 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 ever go to a gay club. Okay? If you feel comfortable going to a gay club as a straight man, something wrong with you.
And you know what? A lot of straight men do it. They say there's nothing wrong. I'm not secure.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
In my sexuality.
Nope.
Da, da, da.
The only way I can understand that shit is like you're a performer. You're a DJ. Or you something. You doing a party.
So if you was a DJ, you could DJ like Chippendales, like the Mel strip club?
Supercalifragilistic SPL of hoes.
Nah. Sorry. Nah. Nah, I don't think I could do it. Yo, and that's wild. Like, I think I would really have to turn down that bag, yo. Like, you know, I'm straight. I can't. Yo, you know what's so wild? Like, and I hate to admit it, like, but I remember back in the day when I used to, when I did briefly hustle and shit like that.
Briefly, I used to dabble.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do business with, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't serve gay niggas. I didn't, like, give them niggas my number. I didn't, nah. I didn't. You got weed? Nope. Not over here, buddy. Keep that shit moving. We're not going to be having a conversation together.
Better drugs
because the thing I've realized, right, is, like, for me, I don't think I could, like, go somewhere and actually, like, hang out with somebody that's, like, you know what I mean? Like in they environment. Like, I could be on, you get what I'm saying? Like I could never go to a gay club.
Oh.
I could never go to gay pride parade or something.
I'm like, gay and I don't like gay pride.
Like my little brother.
I just want to be clear, before you finish, I am gay and I do not like gay pride. I want to be very clear. Back in the day, me and my friends, my stud friends, we used to call ourselves flamboyant fags because we dressed like dudes, right? Mm-hmm. But on some real shit, I do not like that flamboyant shit. Like, I respect anybody who's in the community, but when I be seeing dudes wearing lipstick and high heels and full
going
beards,
extra.
But then they be having full beards and they be all of this, I don't like things like that. I don't like that extra loud stuff. I'm not mad at you for that you gay, but I'm like, did you forget that you was a man? Hmm. But then I started to understand. The reason I don't say this much is because I'm starting to understand that they haven't forgotten that they're a man, but they choose to embody the female role of their relationship. So me being lesbian, not that I embody the male role, but that's the perception. I get it. I understand. I accept it. So for them, they embody the female role. Like when they be fucking on a nigga, they be calling they shit pussy and all of that. So that's why they act like that. I don't agree with it, but I've come to understand it and learn it. So now I'm like, don't like it, don't understand it. Maybe somebody could teach it to me. You're still a man to me. That's why I don't like being gay anymore. That's why being gay is so hard. When I was telling you it's harder, it's because now we got to start to accept shit that we might not accept because they're blocking it in with our culture. Like, did you see that Dave Chappelle shit where he was like, we left the alphabet all in the car? When he was saying that shit.
Yeah.
But some of us don't want them niggas in the car with us, though.
Yeah.
But they have to be because that's...
They can help it go faster.
Not that they help it go faster, that's, but because
that's
heterosexuals...
His point was.
No, heterosexual, but no heterosexuals and shit, they don't know where to put us, so they just put us all together and shit. Kind of like how white people think all black people look the same. Like, you got a dick and you just over there with the LGBT. Yeah, you one of them. Like, but some of us is over here like, nah, bro, we not with that. Like, that's different. So that's what I'm saying. Being gay is hard as fuck because now you got to be accepting of what they call a non-binary. Like, I got to research what it means, some of these terms that these people go by. That shit's nuts. That's another conversation. Did you have any nothing motivation?
Actually, didn't have no nothing motivation.
You think I'm bugging? These niggas be having all type of different terms that you gotta learn and shit, nigga. Like, you have to call them what they proper.
That shit is crazy to me that they just have that type of power right now.
that you can just say I identify as a washing machine. You have to refer to me as a washing machine because I am a fucking washing machine.
That shit crazy.
That you see how crazy I just sounded saying that shit?
That shit crazy.
That's how they sound.
Like the only you seen that shit I shared about the is that in Connecticut? I don't know where it's at, but they was talking about how like transgenders can't compete as they gotta compete mm-hmm. as. What they were born as.
Yeah, and then niggas is mad in the comments too. They're like, I should be able to compete as whatever it is I identify
nah,
as.
Nah, I don't know. But that shit is not
fair.
You got a physical advantage. If you're, like, a woman doesn't have a physical advantage in a man's sport. Mm-hmm. That's why when transgender women, like men, like women that try to be men, like turn themselves into men and shit, get into any kind of physical combat sport with a man, they still lose.
Is Ronda Rousey a real girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah. But she
well, wasn't... Well, then that's why these girls are trying to be Ill. Men. That's why men that coming
they
in.
Managed her career, like...
But I'm just saying, that's why men trying to come in, because clearly, like, she beating these bitches up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm
yeah,
just
yeah, but
teasing.
Then there's bitches that's beating her up, for real, for real. Like, it's this... Brazilian bitch named Amanda Nunes that's just a problem. Like, she be destroying everything in her path.
You be like, watching that shit. I don't like that shit.
Like, I love, like, you know why? Because I like to fight, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
see, and I was always the type of person that's like, yo, double it. I got bud. You want to go beat this bitch up for me? Like, I was always that
And
person.
I would have been like, nah, we could go together. You hit him and then I finish.
That was always the situation. Niggas always used to be like that. That's how.
That's
the reason I know how to fight for real.
My thing is.
But I was always like,
you gotta be willing to put in the work that you want me to do.
I acknowledged that growing up.
In order for me to want to even type.
I know
that.
I know that shit. That's why, like, around the time I was like 13 or 14, I had realized, like, all right, in order for me to build a circle of what I like to call a muscle, and niggas is down to ride for me, I have to show them niggas
that
I'm willing to ride too, but I would just prefer that they do it because I'm better useful doing other shit. So if the links in our chain gonna work the right way and be a well-oiled machine, I'm better off over here. But if you need for me to do something, I'm gonna do it. But
no,
just
shit,
know that's what you hear.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I could never do no dirt with... See, I don't do no dirt with nobody anyway. But
you gotta do it by yourself.
No, but what I'm saying is, I can never do no dirt with somebody that, you know, like, I didn't know was solid and didn't know how they was gonna react in certain situations.
Yeah, see, for me, and I'm glad that I had to learn that
like,
the hard way.
I'm gonna confess this shit. Like there's been situations
don't
in
confess.
My lifetime where I have, I'm like certain situations, like, we been in a club and shit, and, like, I start trouble with niggas just to see if niggas around me is with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my goal. To see if niggas was with the bullshit with me, like, or if niggas was gonna leave me out to dry type shit.
This right here is for me and Dope Boy. Cause we do our shit by our lonely. Y'all probably wasn't even outside. Y'all probably don't even know about
know
this shit. Stuck in the same place. That's what pain is for growth. not for you to sit there and cry and then blame other people for it. Sometimes you won't do it because you wasn't listening. Now, what is that nothing motivation, my guy?
Well, as usual, nothing motivation. Fake love takes love. Therefore, fake love ain't love. Stay in your lane and get ran over.
Bitch.
And another thing, man, stop getting in your own way, man.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell the boy, stop being so warm-blooded. Yo, you seen how these niggas on Instagram think we Gilly and his boy, right?
What? I see that.
I posted the video because I'm like, yo, this is how
somebody said that shit.
But yeah, all through the comments, like, you guys are so funny. I'm like, the fuck? I just need to make it clear that we're not these niggas.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the type of argument we would have. And just for the record, I don't think that there's real chicken in Oodles and Noodles. Is there real chicken in Oodles and Noodles?
There's chicken byproducts in Oodles and Noodles.
So a vegan shouldn't eat chicken, Oodles and Noodles?
No. You shouldn't eat chicken seasoning, nothing.
Yo, see, if we wasn't about to get out of here, we probably could have that argument, that same argument, because I don't even...
Because, listen, that's like, all right, you're a vegetarian, you eating beans or whatever, a veggie burger and shit, and you put beef seasoning on it, because they have that.
It's just a flavor.
It's a flavor. Yeah, you giving it that flavor. So essentially, you're not really being true to being vegan. Vegan is not
okay. So, but that's like the same that they make like powder or like rubs that you could put on your food that make it taste like you cooked it on a grill, but it never touched charcoal.
This is true.
So it's like the same shit. They like in the lab artificially come like when you drinking fake fruit juice. It's artificial chicken flavor in a packet. It ain't like they like got chicken.
If I'm a vegan, I'm not looking to eat chicken, nothing. Anything with any type of meat flavor. I'm a vegan. I want vegetable flavor.
See, okay, you may want that. That's a preference, but you're not eating meat by eating like a chicken flavored Oodles and Noodle. That's what I'm saying.
I know, you're not.
So that's what they was arguing over on the shit. The dude was saying that he don't eat. Yeah, but that's why I'm like, yo.
I just think he was being extra on purpose because as I'm being extra on purpose, I know that shit ain't got no chicken in it. Yeah. But if I'm a vegan,
but what you said is some real shit though. Because if you was a vegan, like on some real shit, on some vegan shit, you probably wouldn't eat it, which is what that dude argument was. He's like, I'm not eating that shit because I'm a vegan.
Just because it say chicken. Just because it say chicken. That's it. Just because it say chicken, I'm not going to fuck with it.
Me personally, I only like the Oriental ones. But what's your nothing league?
What's her name? Dunya.
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 Where you
specific.
Where you hear from her?
I told you, I just be letting YouTube play sometimes. Like, I watch one video and then, like, a few will play, and I just, like, if the shit whack, I mute it till the next one come on.
Which baby mama was this?
None.
Really?
None. This shit just fire. Here she go.
I'm just a wholesome girl. Barely cut off a Hollywood. I don't be getting how they move. I don't see how I ever could. I'm just here for the vibes. If the music involved, it's gonna be a good night. Don't go. I keep it simple to fight. If you're complicated, I'm sorry. I really gotta dip out. I don't need a soul in the day. If they're not adding on, then they in the way. Shorty trying to cut if I'm too focused. Moving, I'm passionate. I'm never going through the motions. I don't do the most cause I really. Whoever did it, looking at the mirror, checking out the competition. Never seen a girl like me, they calling me aggressive. I did not take you personal, I took you as a lesson. This is just some chill shit, baby, just imagine. I'ma level up and then I'm really gonna panic. You don't want no problems with me, you don't want
ain't talking to a lot, shorty. Yeah, I guess I want a lot. That list don't involve no shorty. You don't need nobody. I'm not pressing nobody. No, we cannot kiss. No, we cannot hit.
I gotta go with the first song that actually came to my mind for a leak, and I'm upset because I don't think that's what I wanted, but it's what I have to do, you guys, because I'm unprepared. So bear with me while I prepare myself. Yeah, I did like that song, Dope Boy. That's better than what you usually bring me. You usually bring me buns.
It's all preferential.
Excuse me?
It's all preferential. I got a different spectrum than you. I listen to a bunch of different shit.
Nah, you be listening to bullshit.
Yeah, alright. I listen to a whole bunch of different shit.
Nah, you don't be listening to bullshit. The shit that you be listening to be kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really like...
You know what it is? Music. I think I like... instead of shit that make me, like, move and shit like that, I'm more or less on that shit that, like, I want to feel something when I hear your shit.
I have moods for that.
See, I'm not. Like, I'm always, like, even if it's something that's, like, some club shit, it's like, that shit got to make me feel that shit. The content of the song has to make me feel that.
Well, I've decided to go with my first pick of the day, which was a Smurda. I wanted to put it in my intro, but I said, fuck it. It's too dark. But this time I've been feeling for like 3 days.
Them motherfuckers is ready or what? It's our motherfuckers ready or what?
And if Irv could have made this happen, I would have loved that shit.
I don't think so. I got my back against the wall. I'm the villain that's creeping around corners. Like shorty, you see them niggas creeping around corners. Might be coming through, gonna do when it do. So be careful what you do, get them slots might come to you. But what I can remember, the streets have kept you safe. Every fucking time in December, the heat's been in my waist. And I got to set him eyes, so I keep my dog with me. Doc has said, let him die, shit his fucking dog bit me. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it seems like since you heard of us, I get turned into murderers.
Like
you the first time, murder, whenever you see blood.
Got anything to say before we roll out?
Take care of your kids, nigga.
Yeah, use some of that tax money on them babies.
Oh yeah, cause you know, don't get your tax money and go pop bottles. Don't go cop bottles at the bar.
And eat all the crab legs up. I want to buy some motherfucking crab legs.
I'm about to, my old girl was talking about this.